This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimide with the news, the headlines first. Vote count results of 158 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress wins 53 seats, followed by CPN-UML with 42 seats and CPN Maoist Center with 17 seats. Election Commission directs Chief Returning Officer of Dholka to conduct re-polling in 10 polling centers. At least 7 people killed in landslide in Italy's Ischia Island, and Morocco stuns Belgium in the ongoing FIFA World Cup. Now the news in detail. The vote count for the November 20th elections to the House of Representatives and Province Assemblies is in the final stage. The results of 156 federal constituencies have been declared so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has won 53 seats in the House of Representatives under the first-past-the-post system, while CPN-UML has won 42 seats in the House of Representatives. The CPN Maoist Center has won elections in 17 federal constituencies. The CPN Unified Socialist has secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have set victories in 7 constituencies each. Similarly, the Janata Samajwadi Party has secured 6 House of Representative seats. The Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives, and Nagarik Unmukti Party has secured victories in 3 federal constituencies. Similarly, the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, the Nepal Labour and Peasant Party, and the Janamat Party set victory in 1 seat each in the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, 5 independent candidates have won the elections in various federal constituencies. More than 82% of votes have been counted under the proportional representation system under the House of Representatives so far. The CPN-UML is leading the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, the UML has garnered 2,511,000 votes. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress is trailing behind with 2,381,000 votes. Similarly, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is in the third place, with the CPN Maoist Center in the fourth place. More than 60 former members of parliament contesting this election have lost it, thereby failing to get in the legislative body. Those defeated ones include party chair, vice chair, general secretary, former chief minister of the province, and other top brass leaders. In the elections, former prime minister and senior leader of CPN Unified Socialist Chalanath Kanal, chairman of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Upendra Yadav, senior leader of Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Rajendra Mahato, CPN UML senior vice chair Ishwar Pokhrel, vice chairman Surendra Pandey, general secretary Sankar Pokhrel, assistant general secretary Pradeep Kumar Gewali got defeated. Likewise, general secretary of CPN Maoist Center Deep Prasad Gurung, Assistant General Secretary Duo Giriraj Mani Pokhrel and Pampa Busal also faced defeat, while former Chief Minister of Province No. 1 and UML leader Serdan Rai is also among other leaders staying out of the legislative body. Former Speaker of House of Representatives Onsari Kharti, former Deputy Speaker Pushpa Busal, Vice Chairperson of Rashtriya Jana Morcha Durga Paudel, Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, Nepali Congress's Assistant General Secretary Umakanta Chowdhury, and other leaders also could not make to the House of Representatives. The other former MPs witnessing defeat in this pool include Matrika Yadav, Mohammad Ishtiaq Rai, Yagya Raj Sunwar, Rajendra Prasad Gautam, Rajendra Prasad Shrestha, Ram Kumar Jhakri, Ridesh Tripathi and Rambir Manandar. Likewise, this election remained a tough nut to crack for politicians such as Lakshman Lal Karna, Lal Babu Pandit, Sujata Koirala, Lekhraj Bhatta, Vijay Kumar Gachedar, Bina Magar, Birod Khatiwada, Som Prasad Pandey, Shehbad Tamang, Vijay Suppa, Bisal Bhattrai, Surya Prasad Pathak and Komal Oli. Communication Minister and Common Candidate of the Democratic Left Alliance, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has demanded a recounting of the votes. He blamed the vote tally of his opponent was increased by 606 votes without confirmation in course of the vote count on Saturday. For the same reason, the vote count in Sunsari constituency number 4 has been postponed. The chief returning officer Arjun Adhikari said the vote count could not resume yet as local political parties failed to forge a consensus. The counting of the votes of to the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly held on November 20 has become uncertain in Bajura district. The vote counting became uncertain after complaints were filed at the Election Commission saying fake votes were cast, capturing several polling booths at different voting centres in the district. The Nepali Congress filed a complaint at the Election Commission demanding re-election in 17 voting centres, charging the CPN-UML captured booths and cast votes in the name of those who did not participate in voting as well as those who were out of the country. Similarly, CPN-UML also filed a complaint at the Commission demanding re-election at 17 voting centres, charging the Nepali Congress of capturing booths and casting fake votes in Bajura district. From Bajura to Dholka, the Election Commission has decided to hold re-polling in 10 polling centres in Dholka. Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudal said the Commission has directed the Chief Returning Officer of Dholka District to conduct re-polling within the 1st of December. Following the recommendation of the Prov Committee that studies the election fairness in the November 20th elections, the Commission has headed for the re-voting. Spokesperson Paudal said the Commission asked the returning officer of Dholka to decide new polling date and take other necessary decisions. Similarly, spokesperson Paudal said the Commission would take the decision regarding vote counting in Sangja constituency number 2 and Bajura based on the study report. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh held talks on contemporary political issues at Oli's residence in Balkot, Bhaktapur. On the occasion, leader Singh congratulated UML Chairman Oli on his victory in the recently held elections. According to Oli's secretariat, the two leaders talked about political issues and results of the recently held elections, besides exchange of congratulations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 7 people, including a newborn baby and 2 children, were killed on the southern Italian holiday island of Ischia after a landslide caused by torrential rain devastated the island. 5 people were still missing, Naples prefect Claudio Palomba told a news conference. He said dozens of emergency workers rushed to the island while rescue divers searched the waters off the coast. A wave of mud, debris and stones broke away from the island's highest mountain on Saturday and crashed down over houses and roads in and around the town of Casamicola Tarme. Photographs and aerial video showed buildings smashed by the landslide and several cars pushed into the sea by what one resident described as a waterfall of water and mud. Densely populated island, Ischia is a volcanic island which lies some 30 kilometers from Naples. It draws visitors to its thermal baths and picturesque coastline. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his ultimate goal is to possess the world's most powerful nuclear force. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim made the announcement as he promoted dozens of military officers involved in the recent launch of North Korea's largest ballistic missile, the Hwasong-17. In his order, Kim said that North Korea was building a nuclear force to protect the dignity and sovereignty of the state and its people. Now sports. In the ongoing FIFA World Cup 2022 that is ongoing in Qatar, Costa Rica defeated Japan 1-0 in the first match played yesterday. In the second match played yesterday, Morocco stunned the world's second highest ranking football team, Belgium, 2-0. In the third match played yesterday itself, Croatia defeated Canada 4-1. And in the last match played yesterday, which is today according to Nepali time, Spain and Germany played a goal draw, goal each draw. That was the latest update from FIFA World Cup 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will be partly cloudy at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Vote count results of 158 federal constituencies declared so far. Nepali Congress wins 53 seats, followed by CPN-UML with 42 and CPN Maoist Centre with 17 seats. Election Commission directs Chief Returning Officer of Dholka to conduct re-polling in 10 polling centres. At least 7 people killed in landslide in Italy's Ischia Island, and Morocco stuns Belgium in the ongoing FIFA World Cup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening, Radio Nepal, and have a good day.